Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman, Intuitive Life Coach, and your host for tonight's program. I would like to thank you all very much for listening, and I am taking your calls today. So if you would like to call in, please feel free to. I would like to also acknowledge the beautiful full moon tonight in Libra and wish everybody happy Easter, happy Passover. It is a wonderful springtime. And with that, since the sun's in Aries, it is a time of new beginnings and really understanding. With Libra being in the full moon, it's really their opposite. So it really is a time of trying to balance your relationship with yourself and with people around you. Venus is also in retrograde right now, as well as Pluto. So it's really a time of change and transition, bringing up those issues that need to be covered and changed or at least let go so better things can happen. So it is a wonderful time to be around and to understand that if you're feeling a little off the last week, this really intense energy, and a lot of people are feeling very drained. There's a lot of shifting going on right now. So just take care of yourself. There's a lot of water. Rest as much as you can. And sit down and just get in touch with your soul. And that's what I'm going to be talking about on this very day. With all the transitions going on and the holidays, it's really a time to really sit still and listen to your heart and your soul. There's a lot of questions about how to get in touch with your soul, and the best way is just being silent, but also journaling is a good way. Being out in nature, you would be surprised the insight you can be just by being outside. Now, I know the East Coast has some really kind of wacky weather these days, being beautiful one day and rain and snow the next. So when you have those opportunities, please take really as much time as you can to be outside and breathe the fresh air. It is a wonderful clearing what the cobwebs from the winter and getting some good new stuff inside. Now, the soul really has a lot of things to say. This last week, one way I was really getting in touch with myself is I was rereading St. Therese, The Internal Castle, and how there is all these rooms with all the garbage and all the baggage that we brought in with all the beliefs that at one time seemed to be the right thing to do, but now it may be time to let them go. It is a time of purification, and a lot of people are doing their spring cleaning and getting the clutter out. Well, the more you declutter your brain with things that don't really matter and simplify things, the more you relax. And with the economy the way it is and the stress level being so high with everyone, sitting still and just breathing, showing gratitude, everything you have, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because once you recognize, you will get the light. You will see why you have this experience, because we've all created it for ourselves. We've asked for these actors and through the people that we interact to help us have the experience we truly want to have. Now, if you're like me in the past, you've had repeating situations or people that seem very much alike the other that you just thought you let go of. So somewhere inside of me and you, we're saying we're not quite done with that lesson, that situation, that insight. So the person or situation comes back again. Like if you're constantly struggling for money, part of you likes that struggle. And there is a possibility of an addiction to struggle. Now, that is something that's really not the easiest thing to really let go of because you're so used to it. You say, you know, here I go again, got to struggle, got to figure out how I'm going to pay the bills, how am I going to get, you know, Billy to the school, how I'm, and, you know, and the schedule gets busier and busier. You get it all done. You always do. In perfect divine timing. So with that, if you simplify things and not worry, instead of saying, I don't know how I'm going to do this, see, I know it's going to be fine. The solution is coming to me now. More and more solutions will come. The more you quiet the mind from the clatter of pure panic, worry, negative energies all over the place, especially now, I am sure that the more you just calm yourself down, answers will come. They are definitely available. Really simple, really quickly. It is awesome the way the universe is right there for you. If you give them the space to come in, listen to your soul. One thing I'm getting a lot of people asking me is, what's my purpose? I'm really confused. Everything's falling away. I know there's a new world out there. I am clueless on what's going on. I'm clueless on direction. Most of the time, the first thing I say is, have you sat still to really think about this? And a lot of people says, who has time? There's so much going on. I don't have time to do that. Even if you were to take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, sit down and journal, you would be amazed how much clarity and how much information that would get you started. You got to ask before you receive. And a lot of people are panicking. And media and emails and everything I'm getting, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of people pushing the panic button. And I do apologize because in a way, so am I. There really isn't anything to panic. Yes, the economy is in fluctuation. But the light's still there. And you don't have to play a part. The more you think positively and count your blessings and be grateful for what you do have, things will turn around much quicker. It is very interesting to me the amount of people that are all of a sudden starting new ventures. It is the time of doing it. They don't know how it's going to do it or what they're going to do, and they're getting amazing insights because they sat still. They contemplated. They went within and got in touch with their soul, got in touch with their heart. In this last week, I went to a mastermind meeting locally, and one of the participants felt very lonely. She had no one to really vent to. And that's really important in these times, is to be able to have somebody saying, you know, this is what's going on. I don't know what I'm doing, but get that energy out and understand that you can't hold it out. You can't hold it all in. You got to get it out. I read a newsletter this week, and it literally says, I'm giving you permission to cry. So many people need to cry. And it's not at a sadness or a negative aspect. It's just releasing. Releasing the tension that's inside. And I found myself crying. And I felt a lot better after I did. So if you need permission to do something, give it to yourself. I give you permission to cry, to dance, to sing, whatever it takes to release that tension that's not going to hurt anybody else. It may help them if you let them join you in celebrating the very fact that you have that option, and you always have that option. You're never alone. So what are some of the questions to ask your soul? Or that you may be getting from your soul. Now you gotta understand that the soul has been with you all the time. It's always been there. It's kind of like the heart. It's there. It's like the breath. Through all your existence, your soul has learned everything that you've been through. It's learned the lessons. Some are favorites, some not so much. But the more you listen to your soul, you'll figure out the pattern. So listen to simple things like, you've had this situation before, do you remember? The soul actually will ask you if you remember, if you just sit still. Other questions are, what are you getting out of this situation? Because most of the time you are. Are you profiting in this in a positive way for your highest good and the highest good of other people? Because that's the best way to go. If it's for the highest good of everyone, bonus. That's when things are really going to flow. When you think of somebody else over yourself for some reason, it really helps. You got to take care of yourself and don't do anything to put yourself in a negative place. But don't forget to have compassion for the other person. Even if it's just being there so they can vent. Just remember, do not take it personally. And just listen. And truly listen. There's so many times that I will be in conversation with somebody. And they go blank. And they say, what? What were you saying? It's like something clicks and people turn it back to them. And it's okay, it's understandable. But really being present and available for the other person, you'll get that same respect back for you. So listen what they have to say. There's something worth hearing. Because a lot of times what they're saying is a message for you as well. Because you need to understand what's going on within them. Because they are a reflection of you. It was interesting reading two books that were very similar, yet different. Both are saying, explore your soul. Listen to what it's saying. Clear out what isn't working. Forgive the other people around you. There's no reason to hold on to it. It's in the past. It's done. It's over. Life goes on. Don't hold grudges. Just say, I forgive you. Doesn't mean you always have to forget, but you can keep the wisdom. But be at peace of heart. There's a lot of people that are in a very angry place right now. They don't understand what's going on, and they don't know how it was created. And there are some people that don't want to accept that they created it. Now, a lot of this stuff going on globally, guess what, guys? We got together and decided to have this panic attack. This little, as we say, economic crisis. Well, if we started this, people, we can end it. Starting with positive thoughts, starting by understanding our part of the scenario. Did we go and use the credit cards too much? Did we extend ourselves in other ways that wasn't for our highest good as well? That's what a lot of this is, overextension, not understanding, and yet being a limited situation in some ways, even though this is an unlimited universe, our thoughts are limited to certain parts and bits that are going on. Now, having unconditional love and a true knowing that this is a limitless universe is great. Keep it in your heart. Keep it in your mind. Keep it in your body. Move forward. Helping others is helping yourself. That's the way to really make things work forward for you. And the soul is the way that can help you get there. It whispers to you every day. Every day you hear something and you don't really know it unless you're very conscious of what's going on. Now, I've been reading a lot of different people saying there's a lot of negative energy that you really just don't pay attention to it. And that's very true. But sometimes the negative energy is giving you a warning, like, be careful, this isn't the right time to do that. And you got to understand that's something you need to listen to. If something doesn't feel right, don't do it. If it brings you joy, true joy, not the surface momentary joy, then it is something. The joy and living in your heart and being playful right now is what you need. People are reaching out to help each other these days in very unusual ways. I have a very dear friend of mine who's now doing barter with me. There was a sculpture that I wanted him to do because he does wood carvings. And now he's asked me, can we do a trade? Because I really want to understand what's going on inside of me. I want to do some clearing. He's part of the mastermind group, and he really even started this mastermind. I'm very grateful for him for doing it. But that, with the mastermind and making things happen for you, you've got to be clear. So listen to your soul, we'll clear it. If your soul says, we've had this, and begins to feel like your soul is getting a little overwhelmed, keep breathing and saying, no, there's another higher part of me that knows that this is just a repeating pattern. We don't need to do it. And change the pattern. At times it's not the easiest thing to change patterns, but the more you say, yes, this is what happened, no, I'm not going there, or cancel that thought, because the universe doesn't really know what negatives are. So if you say, I don't want this, guess what? You're going to get it. Might be down the line, but generally things are speeding up pretty quick. So if you notice yourself using negative terms like don't, no, not, aren't, you need to be careful with the negatives, because they kind of don't exist when you're manifesting things. And even in the soul does feel negative feelings. Feel them, but just don't hold on to them. There is a lot of things that people are holding on to. And some of it is good. Keeping close with friends and family. That's important these days. Getting yourself out there and understanding that there are other people going through the same thing you are. Being supportive of them. And they will be supportive of you in some way, some form. Or you'll get it from somebody else. Energy out is the energy you get back. Yet the one thing you really need to stress is listening and understanding that if you're getting something repeated and it isn't what you want, somewhere inside of you, you are. And until you understand what you are gaining from a situation, like panicking about money, panicking about a relationship, if you're holding onto a relationship that is just making you miserable, then you're addicted to being miserable, plain and simple. If you're really stuck on freaking out about money, there's several reasons why you might be. It could be that you get attention from other people, you like to feel sorry for yourself, you are gaining other people supporting you financially so you don't have to. And here's the biggie. You don't want to take responsibility for your life, so you let somebody else take care of you. That's a huge one these days. And many of the things are going on right now is saying, you know, you've had a lot of fun. Now it's time to be responsible for your life, your livelihood, what's going on. I know people who have been working really, really hard, and now they're wondering, what's next? They're tired. They're tired of working so hard and getting nowhere. They're on that you know, hamster wheel, treadmill, whichever you want to say, going in circles, and now they see the situation the way it is, and it feels like somebody put it on an angle upward, so it's like an uphill climb. Well, it may feel that way, but you are evolving somewhere stronger. Everybody is, like it or not. They might be trying to resist it, but in the end, resistance isn't going to keep you back. Everyone along the way is going to pull you along. And the fact you take responsibility, because in the end you will, for your life and what's happened in the past, forgiving yourself for what happened in the past and the people in your past, it helps clear out the space so your soul is saying, so, what fun are we going to have today? What adventure are we going to create? If you take that attitude and see life as a game, it helps lighten the load. It helps with questions of the soul be more uplifting and push you in a much happier place. The more you release that garbage you're holding on to, those false belief systems that aren't working for you anymore, and know that you can trust in yourself. There's a lot of people who don't trust themselves, so they go to everyone outside themselves to find the answer. And speaking of this, last night I went to a networking deal, and a woman was there, and she was asking people, what is the difference between belief, faith, and expectations? And if you have any ideas and want to call me on this, I'd be interested to get your ideas on what you think belief, faith, and expectations have in common or not. The number is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. I am taking questions. If you have any questions about what's going on with you, I might be able to give you a little clarity and start you on that road. My answer to this woman was very simple. Belief to me is something that can change. Most of the time it's coming outside of you and you just agree to go along with it. You can take it or leave it. And it's your choice at that moment to keep that belief. Faith is something that you know and it comes from inside. There's no outside residue or any outside pressure that it's just what you feel inside. That inner knowing, that inner peace, that inner process that you have about yourself and how things are working. And expectations is the outcome. Now, as I told her, belief and faith and expectations truly are very similar and the same. They just have different ways of getting to the same outcome. If you believe something strong enough, it will happen. It's real to you. Now that may change as soon as you things change or something happens to change your belief. For example, a door shutting. You want something to happen, and then you get that obstacle. Well, I guess I believe that this is the time for this, and the door shuts, so obviously it's not. But if you have that faith and inner knowing inside, you know that's just an obstacle you can get around. You can still have that outcome you're looking for. Now, a belief, if you believe it, as I said, hard enough, you can have that outcome. But that inner knowing is a lot stronger, in my view, than just having a belief. And expectations is that outcome. It's hope, in some sense. It's almost a little bit of a combination of belief and faith to get that outcome. Because expectations can change. They can be disappointing. They can be frustrating. But they can be joyous and victorious. And you can say, yeah, I really did it. And I knew I would. And that's a really great feeling. Again, those phone numbers are 877-876-5227 and 888-815-9756. The phone lines are open as far as I know, so you're welcome to call in and give your opinion, ask a question, give some thought to what you think is going on, or even let me know how you see things changing. There is a lot of aspects right now, planet-wise, really pushing us, as we discussed a couple weeks ago with Kim Marie. They're really pushing us to move forward, to find that balance, to find that joy within. Not always an easy thing, and yes, it's going to be ups and downs. That's just the way life is. But the more you have that faith and that trust in yourself and what things are going on, the more you will understand that everything is happening exactly as they're supposed to, in the right divine timing. It is a very wonderful time, and I am very grateful, first and foremost, for having you all listen and participate in AIR. It is here for us to explore and expose the different aspects of what's going on through self-expression. Now, in my class that I call INOB, or Individual Notion of Being, it looks at the different ways and the different aspects of a shadow. And the story behind this is Spirit gave me this, so I took responsibility for my part of how I was feeling about a relationship and my part of actually the end. So it really is everybody's choice in what's going on, how they're creating their life and what is truly going on with them. It is very interesting to sit still and watch the tree move with the breeze and understand what the silence is and choosing to be still or choosing to keep busy and just doing everything you can. As long as you understand, you're doing it just out of nervous energy. And yeah, there is a lot to be done. And sometimes you got to make yourself do something, but be in that moment and enjoy it and just don't go through the motions, because you're doing it for the experience. You might as well truly have the experience. Enjoy what you're going through right now, the good times. And a lot of people are having good times. Things are shifting. They're understanding their way. And that's a good thing. Hello, caller. This is Jen. How you doing?
Hey, Jen. Hi. Good listening to you. As you were talking, I was just thinking about how important the expectation part is.
Your question is, how important is it to have expectations?
Well, no. My feeling is that it's real important to have positive expectations. My question actually is about, lately, I find myself with the tendency of looking back at the mistakes I've made.
Mm-hmm.
And then that makes looking forward sometimes a little bleak.
Okay. So when you're looking back, are you understanding that That was just an experience and not really a mistake.
No,
are you looking at
it
backwards to see what happened and what you did so if that situation comes up, you can do something different in a more positive way?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm listening because that's a real good way to look at it.
Because basically, overall, the past doesn't exist anymore. It's just a memory. It's lingering there because you're holding on to it. And once you keep the wisdom, what you learned, then the other part will just fade away. There won't be any negative aspects. There won't be any mistakes. It's just something you experienced and you learned from. And next time that situation, that person, that whatever comes up, you'll be able to remember and handle it either if it worked out just fine. In some aspects, you'll adjust to it so it won't have the same outcome, especially if you consider it a mistake in the past. You'll be able to see a different alternative way of having that outcome. And in that sense, having an expectation, yes, you need to have positive expectations, but you also have to understand that it really needs to be for the highest good of all concerned. And a lot of people have expectations that include other people, and that's fine and good, but they have to understand if it's not good for everybody, it most likely really isn't going to happen unless there's a lesson involved. Unless you're learning something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I caution about the expectations. Yes, it's good to say, yes, this person is going to give me a job. This company is going to give me a job. But understand free will is a part of it. So the expectation part is always a little tricky. And you've got to participate in life, but you also have to let it unfold. Because spirit may think there's a better way of going about it or a better job. A better person coming in your life if there's a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times the negative things do come up, so you stop yourself from thinking them. The other thing, because you are very intuitive, a lot of times what I'm getting is you also, some of the mistakes and it's actually the other person's feelings, thoughts about a situation more than yourself. And you just picked those up.
Can you repeat that?
Sure. Basically, if you're very intuitive and really looking back, at times you can actually get what the other person or other people involved in the situation were thinking, feeling, going about. So it's like, because we're all one, it kind of blends together.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, your part was in it and you need to take responsibility. But also ask yourself, was this just me? Or am I picking up somebody else's thoughts as well? And discern what's going on. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I do. I've been becoming more aware of that and working not to take on other people's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do pick up and I feel it and it changes the way I react and act. Mm.
Sometimes it's good, though, because it gives you a head up on what they're thinking and feeling. So you don't need to take it on and attach to it, but think of it as an insight of possibly what you need to be aware of so you understand their perspective.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just don't attach to it, be very detached, say, okay, that's interesting, and just let it be like a bird flying by. And just keep the wisdom from it. So if something happens, you will be better aware what's really going on in a situation with that person.
That's good.
Okay? Because a lot of times people, for example, if you have a friend and all of a sudden they're getting really aggressive towards you, because let's say you're doing great and you're just saying, this is wonderful thing has happened,
mm-hmm.
and you get a really negative response from them, you got to understand they may be a little jealous. They don't understand mm-hmm. why you're getting it and they're not. So there might be some issues within themselves that you may be, they're projecting on you. That's happening a lot.
Mm-hmm.
People's stuff is showing, and they're just showing it in different ways. So when somebody doesn't act wonderful towards what you do, just understand that part of them, it's just in a position, a place that isn't as fun as they would like it.
Okay.
And stay as detached to everybody's stuff as you can. Surround yourself with light. You clear yourself really well, by the way.
Oh, thanks for telling me that.
Spirit is saying you're doing a really good job. Just keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, they're saying you need to work on your discerning a little bit, but overall you're doing really well.
Oh, that's awesome to hear. Thank you.
Well, you're
most
welcome.
Thank you. I love listening to you. You really put out such wisdom. It's great. And just one other thing. One time I tried, or two times, I tried emailing you from your website, and it didn't go through. So I don't know if you need to look at that.
Oh, well, thank you for letting me know. You can always send me an email at Jen, J-E-N, at jenniferhillman.com.
Okay.
Okay, that's another way of getting in touch with me.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for letting me know that you're having some trouble.
Yeah. All right. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Is there any other questions or comments? I mean, are you handling situations, do you think you're handling situations better?
Based on that, it's good. It's just, if you had any advice, and I don't want to take up all your time, about financials and career, I've just been like, looking at a lot of things.
And the one thing I'm getting for you really is, and I think that's why they're really saying you need to do a little more discerning, because you know exactly what you really want to do, and part of you is afraid to really do it. So whatever you're most afraid of, that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
Because there is a passion within you for that. They're not saying exactly what it is, but they're saying she's got a passion for it, and the passion is so strong, she's scared of it.
Okay.
So slowly, start clearing it, asking yourself, okay, what is it the fear of success, a fear of failure because you're not going to fail? Just take it slow and easy. Do a lot of planning, do a lot of research and understanding exactly that path. Because I see you just being very successful. Anything that you learn that pushes you out of your comfort zone, you can't help but be successful.
Yeah, I haven't been out of my comfort zone too much lately. It's boring.
It's boring, but it's also very comfortable. There's a security to it.
Oh, yeah. And there's lots of extra weight with it and all sorts of things.
Yeah. So once you start challenging yourself more and making yourself a little more uncomfortable, it will push you in such a way that, number one, you're going to grow in so many ways spiritually, but also mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, you will grow.
Mm.
Things will start flowing towards you. you're going to be getting a lot more information on this that will make it seem a little more doable, yet still challenging.
Yeah.
And it's almost like that's what you're waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, start
mm-hmm.
taking steps now, and more clarity will come. But you need to let them know, yes, that's what I want to do, and start heading in that direction, and things will flow to you.
Beautiful. All right. Well, thanks so much.
I really appreciate you calling in. You've
got
a beautiful future ahead of you. You really do. But you do need more challenges.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, that's okay, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you again for calling in.
You're very welcome.
Night and happy Easter. Or happy Passover.
You too. Yeah,
thank you.
All of that.
Yeah.
Thanks. You too.
Bye. Bye-bye. And that is something that we all need to realize, including myself. It's interesting when I give advice to somebody else, you know, I get the messages too. And that is take responsibility and challenge yourself. And the more you get yourself out there and challenge yourself, you really do learn more about yourself and what you are capable. It gives you that confirmation that life is really unlimited, that there is a mindset that is available within you, and you've got the support universally to help you get things done. You might have some bumps here and there and a few obstacles, but those are really just learning steps to see another mindset that will come on to help you grow even more and challenge yourself. Now, there's a lot of people that will say, well, you know, I always bite off more than I can chew. I'm one of them. But it always tends to work out anyway. I might have to slow down and move in a different direction a little bit, but things always happen for me in leaps and bounds. And I'll get a lot done, and then it's like I have to take a break. And pacing yourself is something that everybody needs to really follow through on, too. Again, Spirit is really stressing rest. Take that day off and just really take an hour or two and read a book. Go for a walk. Do something kind of mindless. And free yourself from the everyday chores and just understand you got permission to do it. You got to take care of yourself. And things will turn around. The insights will come, the clarity will come, and that is something that everybody needs, is to find that clarity. And the more you have a passion for something, makes a huge difference as well. Because the passion is that driving force. It is that spark of love, devotion, determination, persistence that makes things happen. If you're going to dabble, if you're just going to do it half-heartedly, it's not going to work. In these days, a lot of people are doing their own business or are thinking about it. A word of advice, if it's going to be business, treat it like a business, not a hobby. Because if you treat it as a hobby, that's the result you'll get. If you're not going to put your true heart, put your energy out there, you might as well just call it a day or keep it just as a hobby as it may have originally been. There's a lot of people that have hobbies and they say, well, if I do it for a living, then it's not going to be any fun because it's work. So really think of what you want to do and understand that if you got a passion for something, it can be a money-making situation for you and you can still keep that passion. You can still have that fun. It's your choice to get overloaded with it and let it control your life. But these days, if you take responsibility for what's going on in your life, you will control your life instead of things around in your life taking control of you. And it's really wonderful when you can sit down and say, yes, I did exactly what I wanted to do. I got this done. And if you need to have a checklist, give yourself that acknowledgement of the things you are doing right. A lot of people are getting in their comfort zone and then being pushed outside of it and then going, okay, I can either panic, I can either sit still and say, I can't do this, and watch opportunities go by and say, well, that was really nice. Or you can step out of that box and say, let's go for it. Pre-fall for a little bit. Can be fun. A lot of people like those roller coasters. I'm not much of a roller coasters, but I do like taking challenges because I know it's going to push me to be something even better than I am now. And I know each of you would love to be a little better than you are now. There's a lot of people out there that don't have the confidence because of the situation. Their self-esteem is getting lower. Their confidence is getting lower. Their energy level is getting lower. Do little things that empower you for you. Look at yourself and write yourself a love note. The things you like about yourself, it will help your self-esteem and your confidence tremendously. And you never know, you might write a few things in there that might give you an idea of where your next move is, where you're heading towards next. It is really a very interesting and beautiful thing when you get an idea and it suddenly is right there in front of you. Everything falls in place. It just is up to you to make your intention to follow through, to take responsibility for that idea and make sure it happens. While taking care of yourself as well. Now, I am available. If you have any comments or questions, you can call in. Again, the number is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. The lines are open. We've got about six more minutes, and I'd love to hear from somebody else to see what they have to say. The other wisdom I have gained in this last week is really understanding and seeing even more clearly now the reflection from the other people around me, the mindset and the game. Something that I'm seeing a lot with a lot of people is because of the low self-esteem and the confidence level being low, they're either trying to control everything really strong and everyone in their lives without really considering or having compassion for the other person, or they're trying to please everybody because they think that's going to please them down the line and they'll gain something. Most likely you won't. It actually, in the long run, may make your self-esteem and your confidence even lower because the end result, that expectation was too high. Be realistic. This is an illusion, guys. We're having fun here. But we're doing it with compassion and respect, faith and trust, and knowing the one thing that we really know exists in this entire world is love. It lives in your heart. And the more you connect to love, and hold that energy around you, the more good things will come to you. The more joyous and happier you are, things flow a lot faster and cooler, and miracles happen then. And I have a lot of ways. I have a new section called Spiritual Manifestation on my website, angelsintuition.com. You can contact me through there. There is a contact web email place on there. But if you're having troubles, you can always contact me at jen@jenniferhillman.com, and I will get back to you. there is a lot of information on my website, so I'm asking you to go check it out. There's a lot of things on animals. There is a lot of different energy. There is some stories and some insights. And I have a few blogs all over the place, and you can find those locations for blogs if you want to read some of the things that are going on. I tend to do it. I'm doing it more often. But at least once a week I try and write something in my blogs of the energy. And for me, writing has always been the way I get a lot of the insights. I'll be writing one thing and they're saying something else. And it's just like, wow, that's really cool. It clears the space when you're writing. So I highly recommend writing about your day. If you guys would like a suggestion on how to manifest an awesome 2009, write a letter to yourself talking about what's going on with you as if it already happened, as you have dated this December 31st, 2009. I'm having this wonderful experience of a lot of prosperity. Opportunities are coming up left and right, and I'm able to fulfill all of my dreams. This is what's happened. And be specific on some of the things that have happened in a way that doesn't say necessary how it's going to happen, but that it will. Hello, caller. This is Jen.
Hi, Jen. This is Joan. I haven't talked to you for a while. But I kind of caught the last half of your conversation with that other lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to recommend she take an acting class. If she takes an acting class, that'll really make her stretch and she'll learn things about herself and her emotions that she never believed possible, and her fears.
Yes, I agree. An acting class does that.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but it's, I mean, if you want to stretch yourself, that's what I've been doing, and I can't believe the things that come up over that.
Now, are you seeing insights about yourself as well as stretching yourself?
Yes.
Are you seeing how you're limiting yourself or had been?
I'm sorry, I can't understand. What are you saying?
Are you seeing how you are limiting yourself in the past?
Limiting my thoughts in the past? Is that what you said? I'm having a hard time understanding. I got a bad connection or something.
Okay. I'm just wondering if you're seeing how you limit yourself in the past to stretching yourself in the acting.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of insights, and I understand you're having a hard time hearing me. I'm not sure what's going on. But I thank you very much for calling and giving that suggestion. And that is a wonderful way of stretching yourself, is doing an acting class.
Yes. I just wish I could understand. I got a bad connection here on the phone.
That's fine.
It's good to meet you
in the show now anyway. So I thank you very much for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So with that, this is Jennifer Hellman. Check out some of the information on angelsintuition.com. I thank the callers for calling in. And I hope you have a very wonderful weekend and enjoy yourself. And with that, this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Until next time, this is Jennifer Hellman wishing you good night and many wishes and many blessings.